With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Who was Ayn Rand?
Ayn Rand was most famous, of course, for two novels that have sold in the many millions of copies. One is called The Fountainhead, and the other is called Atlas Shrugged.
That's Nathaniel Brandon, one-time disciple of the founder of a philosophical movement known as Objectivism, and whose relationship with Ayn Rand came to a screeching halt in 1968. Brandon writes of his years with Ayn Rand in a book called Judgment Day.
I read The Fountainhead when I was 14 years old. I was deeply, deeply impressed by it. It became really the chief companion of my lonely, somewhat alienated adolescent years.
Brandon was 19 in 1950 when he wrote Rand a fan letter, and she invited him to her house in Los Angeles.
I arrived at 8 o'clock in the evening, and I stayed with her talking philosophy till 5:30 in the morning, and I really felt I had come home. I really had found my first place that felt like home, where ideas really mattered.
The following week, he returned with his girlfriend Barbara, with whom he later had an unhappy marriage. By 1957, Nathaniel and Ayn were living in New York, where Rand completed Atlas Shrugged, and Nathaniel founded a lecture series to promote objectivism. But when Rand learned that Brandon was having an affair with a young woman, she threw him out of her life.
You become first a student, then a friend, then a partner, then a lover, and then, in the end, an adversary. So you were finally at a climax of your life, having to look at the fact that this woman who you have idolized all of your life is mobilizing every resource she had to destroy you.
Almost a soap opera, but true. Judgment Day by Nathaniel Brandon was published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Fans of novelist-philosopher Ayn Rand were shocked when, in 1968, she broke with her chief disciple, Nathaniel Brandon. In his book, Judgment Day, Brandon tells how he entered into a love affair with Rand, despite the fact he was 25 years younger, and even though the relationship was consummated with the acquiescence of Rand's husband and Brandon's wife.
We declared our feelings for each other, Ayn and I did. We apprised her husband, Frank, my wife, Barbara, of the situation. And with some degree of stress and pain, an accommodation was made to the situation.
But common sense would have told you. You weren't that young that you couldn't realize that this was doomed.
Part of me agrees with you completely. There are times when you meet somebody and the relationship could become so intense that maybe it has to result in a sexual encounter, but it's a great mistake to try to integrate it into your regular life and two other marriages without forecasting doom.
Brandon says Ayn Rand had a great need to control.
You're 24 years old and this woman that you've idolized tells you, you are the embodiment of all the values that I write about, you are the apotheosis of my vision of man. That's pretty intoxicating stuff.
When Rand discovered that Brandon was having an affair with a student, she severed her relationship with the man she once described as her intellectual heir.
Between being told that our romance was over and that I was in love with another woman, she decided that I'm a complete fraud, that I never meant any of my interest in philosophy, I never meant my admiration for her, I never meant my admiration for The Fountainhead or Atlas Shrugged, and she must now proceed to destroy me.
The story is told in Judgment Day by Nathaniel Brandon, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After his break with novelist-philosopher Ayn Rand in 1968, Nathaniel Brandon left New York to open a practice in psychotherapy in Los Angeles. As he writes in his book, Judgment Day, Rand had been his idol since he was 14 and first read The Fountainhead. He later became the chief proponent of Rand's philosophy, known as objectivism. Is Brandon still an objectivist?
Not really. I mean, I kid and I say, well, I'm a neo-objectivist because I share certain broad fundamentals and I have rather important disagreements.
But Brandon still admires Rand's fiction.
I think there's enormous art in her writing. I have to say that I think that she is at times unnecessarily over-explicit and that it would have been more powerful had she utilized greater subtlety and implication.
Nathaniel Brandon says that if there is a major flaw in Rand's fiction, it's because it does not allow for moral redemption.
There is no example of a person behaving badly, doing wrong things, cleaning it up, and going on to lead a happy and successful life.
Nathaniel Brandon also says that Ayn Rand, who died in 1982, often expressed her ideas in a way that produced a violent reaction.
Ayn was often her own worst enemy. She had a very abrasive way of communicating her thoughts.
Even though objectivism no longer exists as a philosophical movement, Ayn Rand's books are still being read.
In paperback, I know her titles sell better than 100,000 each a year, which is a lot for books 20 and 30 years old.
Nathaniel Brandon tells of his turbulent years with Ayn Rand in Judgment Day, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.